there because you've got to come to 6 to 8 because you'll be able to. Because there's one you can't read with, so you're going to try and make tricks with it.
It's not called Shemi Chate, it's called Shemi, you're going to make some kind of tikkun. Shemi Yate. Shemi Yate is on the oil, you'll twist it to get the oil to the wick, and Shemi. You make some kind of the ticket with it. The problem is you're worried that because since it doesn't burn nice, you're going to be busy with it. And on Shabbos, if you're busy with wicks, with candles, you can come to oil a lot on Shabbos. Okay, so what are the oils we learned over here? Tana Bona. Call Elu Sha'omu Ein Madlikin Bahem Shabbos. All these that we said you can't light on Shabbos. You can use it for if you have a big fire, a very big fire. Bein l'ischamim kenegdo, bein l'shtamish l'oido, bein al gabi karka, bein al gabi. Kir is problematic. Another kir comes in. There's a different gear on the side. Menoida. You know, that's not the problem. If it's something which is made for heat, or then you can use it for whatever you like. It's like Gabi Karka, Ben Gabi Menoira, but also El Alasmim Sila Lenerbulat. So here we see over here that the problem of Mishnah is something which you use specifically for reading. Made for reading. A reading issue because everything else, I'm benefiting from the light, it's true. But that's secondary. That's secondary. If it's a big candelabra and it's hanging in the ceiling, that's not something which one touches. But a small little thing that they used to keep on your desk to give a little light, that's what I'm worried about. Loim shemen kik. You cannot use shemen kik. What shemen kik? Dr. Gemara, a few explanations. My shemen kik, I'm a shmur. She'il tinu yilachol nechusa yama. Shmuel asked the sailors, Ma'omru lei. The sea goes. Ba'omru lei, they said to him, Oif echo yesh b'kach hayom. There's some kind of a bird who kicks shemoy. It's called kik. And shemen kik means it's the oil from that bird. That's one shot. Koza is cotton. Oil from cotton seed oil. You can't use cotton seed oil. It's something which is similar to that tree that Yoina had. Omar Rabba Bachana. You must give us a little description of that now. Omar Rabba Bachana. I saw something that was similar to that type of tree. Tzululiva dummy. Rashi doesn't say anything over here, but in the Orach it says that's a tree. That's a non-fruit bearing tree. Sounds like the word tzuliva. You got the word sail over there. Must be leaves that have very shady leaves. You'll see in a minute. The Gemara says that they used to use it as a storefront awning. Umidepashki Robi. It grows on the Pashki in swamp. Swampy area. They would put it hanging in front of the stores in order to make shade and to give a good fragrance. And from its seeds of the Mishcha, that's our shemen kik. Uban poi. And on its leaves, so they would rest. The sick people in Tisro would rest on those leaves. What's the significance of the sick people resting on these leaves? I don't know. But what we do see here is a big leaf tree, and it had these seeds. That from the seeds you can make oil. So we have three pshatim in shemen kik. Oh my rabbi, psi lo shomru. Chachomim ein madlikim on Shabbos. The wicks that the Chachomim said you can't use on Shabbos. Neshaho misachseches bohen. Because the wick, the fire misachseches bohen. Rashi has two pshat misachseches. One pshat Rashi says, and the second pshat Rashi says misachseches, it doesn't go inside it. It's like singes. It singes the wick, so it's hanging around the outside of the wick. And the other Rashi gives some sachseches comes from like a blemished knife. It's got cuts, it's jagged. You know those candles you see they have now, the yahrzeit candles? You see the wick jumps. if you ever saw that, but they have those wicks, those candles that may look like a wick. That's Musach Seches. Shabbos you can't use those. Shemonim Sha'om L'chacham Mimei Madikim Mimei Shemei Likaben. The wicks that you can't, the oil you can't use, because it doesn't draw. Because it doesn't draw, you have a problem of osi lahatos. You're going to come to twist the lantern, so she moved the oil over. Now, Tosfos already brings something which is brought down in the Ramah. Tosfos brings down that he heard from somebody that this halacha that you can't use is only if all the candles in your house is this is the way it is. Tosfos says if you have one candle that's kosher in your house, then you could already use these oils too. Not a problem anymore. Why? Because that'll be a reminder for you that you won't come Shem to Shem Yate. I look Tosfos. Another thing that Tosfos brings down, also brought down Shulchan Aruch, that this that we worried about of Shem Yate, that you can't do Lohar Aneh, if it's something, however, that you could do without seeing, then the fact that there are that so then there's no halacha of these shmonim that can't be used. Again, the Gemara said before that these shmonim cannot be used only for a ner, only for the ner bovat, because you're going to use that ner to read. What happens if you want to use this snare not to read? You want to use this snare for some usage that really you can do without candle at all. Just if you have a candle, it's easier to accomplish. No problem. These halachas ones, you can have a candle like that. It can be the only candle in the house. It's fine. So again, the Chacham worried over here in Shemayate. So we learn two conditions Shemayate. Number one is it has to be that's all the candles in the house are Shemayate. All the Shemin and the neighbors have this problem. If you have one that's made out of good oil, we don't have a problem of Shemayate. And the next het that we have is the only problem of using such oils is only opsilis is only if you're going you're doing something which you specifically need the light. If you don't need the light, then there's no issa of these kids. But today it's not shchiach because we have electric lights. That's correct. Unless, but if the electric lights go off, and it's not such exerted today because you see people putting in generators. Obviously, the choshes for it. So the choshes for it. Maybe you have to worry for this too. But what I don't understand is we had the shaila by using candles. And here the Prophet Gemara says the reason is because it's sichsecha or it's not nimshach ach apsila. So what's the problem with candles? Candles is not this one by liquid. It has to be drawn. But if it's a wick that's wrapped around something which you can't use, you don't have to come on to drawing. So it should be mutter. I'm not sure exactly. We learned in Tosfos we have the whole shaila. If you need oil together with the wick, you have to, the Gemara said before that it's telling us the heter that you could use psilas, you could use wax when you make a wick out of it. And other rishonim say that that's only if you use the wax with the wick and you stuck it into kosher oil. But just the wax with the wick itself is problematic. According to this Gemara, I'm not sure exactly why. And that's not, most Tosfos does not. Tosfos argues on him, but why should such a shit to be also awesome? If it's not a problem of Shem Nimshah, a wick and a candle, you shouldn't have these issues. See how these oils that come so you can't use on Shabbos. Ma'u sheyitin teichah Hashem and kol shuvi adlik. The mitzvah of these oils is if you put in some oil, some kosher oil. Some when we say kosher, we mean usable oil. That's the chacham malad that does draw on behalf of the oil that you put in. It makes everything else draw better. So the question is over here, Abaye and Shaila, even though the Gemara says kolshu, it's lav dafka kolshu, what we understand is surely not roif, because if it's roif, then it's kosher, it's all permissible oil. It's less than roif, but there's a certain amount that once you put that amount in, it enhances the lighting abilities, the drawing abilities of all the rest of the oil. So the Gemara Shaila was over here, Abaye Shaila was,
if I have this, let's say, shemen kik, which I can't use, can I put in oil, shemen zayis, let's say, and thereby enhancing the lighting quality of the shemen kik, and I can be able to use the shemen kik oil too? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, you can't use it. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped that. Migazrino and Dilma Osi Lad Luke Benai. Oh, you're worried that maybe that Chachamim were worried that you come to use Shemen Kik without this Shemen Zayis edition? Oh, no, we're not worried about that. And if it has this additional, you could use it. Oh, Malay, so Rabbi said, hey, Madlikin, can't use it. My timer. If he says Madlikin, because he has a tradition that you can't use it, and you are goyzer, you're goyzer using. You made a chachamim worry that if you're allowed to use it with some additives, you come to use it without the additives. So it comes out just now, coming out that you can't use it even with this additive. You wrapped something which you could light. On top of something which you can't light. For instance, we learned before, you had lechesh, choysen, choloch, pshidos yidon, pshidos hamidbok, lechesh al b'nei amoyim, we had tzah, we had temet, we had a whole list of things which you can't use. But I took something which you could use. I took cotton, or I took silk, silk you can use, flax. Flax, you can comb down flax you can use. I took my corner flax and I wrapped it around kolach. I wrapped it around algae. I wrapped it around something else. And I want to light with that. So the Brisa says, korach dova shemadlikim boy. I wrapped something which you could light with. Agabi dova shemadlikim boy. Tanakama says, ain madlikim boy. You can't use it. His father's house. They took a psila, they wrapped it around a nut. Now, a nut egos is not one of the things which you can light with. And umadlikin, you can light. Katoni miyos madlikin. So we see from over here that this is that there's such a thing called enablers. Using a kosher wick enables a not kosher wick. So who are they? Gemara is asking a kosher shemen should enable a not kosher shemen, and we're not going to. You're going to come to use the not kosher stuff by itself. A Malay. So a rabbi answered, hey, 1 second. You're asking me a kasha from Shem Gamliel. See, you bring me the Tanakama. Bring me life for the Tanakama. Tanakama is ain't madlikin. I'm following the Tanakama. So Gemara says, hold on. He answered back. Abai said, hold the kasha. No, I'm not going to ask you for the Tanakama because my serav. Shem Gamliel is the my serav, and my serav. That's how they paskin. So you see, that's how they paskin. That has more strength. So I'm asking you from the fact that it says madlikin. Become mokim at the end of the day kosher. How's Rabu said before that enablers are no good? Here we see enablers are good. And with the Gemara, my love, lahadlik. You thought it meant lahadlik, that your reason why you're using this egois is in order to use it for a wig. And the kosher material enables it. No, the Gemara loy. So if not for a wig at all, lahakfois. You're only using it so it should stay afloat. Because they don't want the wick to sink into the oil. So if you wrap the wick around a nut, the nut floats, it's going to hold up the wick. Didn't say egg is in the mishpat. Egg is, we know, we don't have to say that because egg is not a burnable. Push it.
To make something burnable, it's only the
first. Yeah, but an egg is not even a wick. An egg is nothing.
It'll catch
fire, it'll burn, but it's not a wick.
Okay,
so it's a not kosher wick. They thought they were using it for a wick. And with the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara kasha ila hakvois, if it means to keep it flow, my time is the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama? It's not a wick. What's the problem? Who said you can't use a float? Can't use something to lean the wick against the tank to stay up? And with the Gemara, cooler Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. There's a mistake. The whole mission is Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The Chasuri Mechzer, the mission is the Chasuri Mechzer. Vachy Gitan, Brais of the Hochy Gitan. Kod Ach Dove Shem Adlikim Boy, Agabi Dove Shem Adlikim Boy. If you wrap something which
is not flammable. Of something which is burnable, a good wick. Agabe dover, which you can't use for a wick, you can't lie with it. When is that speaking about? If you're using it for hadlok, but if you just don't keep it afloat, mut shem gabi loyme shem sabo yukochim sila gabi egois. Basically, it's showing you a machlekes over here. If you're actually lighting the egois or not, that's number one pshat. Rashi seems to have that pshat. And other shoyim seems to have pshat. It depends what your kavana is. We don't care even if you light the egois; doesn't make a difference. And even though the Brisa says that if you light it lahadlik, it's no good, but it's totally what your kavana is. If your kavana to use it is just to support it, even though you're lighting it, it's not a problem. Whatever it is, Rabbi said before that enablers are no good. That's what Rabbi said before. They have a locha from a Bruno Amarav. Chelev Mehutoch. Chelev Mehutoch. Melted wax. Bekirvei dogim sheni muchoi. Innards of fish that was melted down. Odom noisun a toiche shemen kolshu. A person could put a little bit of shemen into it. Umadlik and you can light it. So even though Chelev Mehutoch and kirvei dogim are things which we are not supposed to be lighting with. Nevertheless, through an enabler, it's permissible. Now, Tosfos is quick to point out that the Mishnah says Shemen Dogim is things you could light with. Excuse me, no, Shemen Dogim. Shemen Dogim is one of the things you could light with. So when it says over here, Kirvei Dogim Sheni Muchai, it's not Shemen Dogim, because Shemen Dogim, the whole problem over here, as we saw before in the Gemara, is are you choishit, are you worried if you're going to come to use it without the enabler? Made no difference if you use this without the enabler, because Shemen Dogim is permissible. So obviously, Kirvei Dogim Sheni Muchai that we're talking about over here is something other than Shemen Dogim. It's something which, in its Be'inayu state, you wouldn't be able to use it. Similarly, Chelev Muhutov, melted Chelev, is also something which, in essence, chaylev is not something which is something which is permissible. It's something which is not permissible. But here the case was you melted it down. You wanted to put enablers in it, but here the Brisa says enablers are permissible.
Again, the rule of Mishnah is not permitted yet. The Mishnah is very specific. Only those things are find something that's not in the Mishnah. It's okay. That's I was saying it's a general rule. If it's an egg or something.
Well, the egg is not burnable. That's number one. Okay. So Shmonim, which we didn't get to the Shmonim with the cases that you could use, but Shemen Dogim is one of the things which the Mishnah specifically says you can use Shemen Dogim. It does draw, so obviously when it says over here, Kibdav Shemen Rocho is something else. Because here it's only permissible through an enabler. Chelev is this, Tosh doesn't speak about Chelev, because Chelev is really the Mishnah. And you can't use chelev. This is chelev mehutav. This is liquefied chelev. Chelev. I was going to say that the difference between liquefied chelev and chelev mehutav.
It's cooked and now it's solid again.
Right. Look, the Gemara. Now, you can't compare this to what we discussed before of enablers. This here is different. Why is that? Hani mimshichi beinayu chelev muhutoch and kibbe dogum shenim lichoy. They have no problem drawing. They're very good for oil. Bahani, the ones we mentioned before, the Ma'al Mishnah, loy mimshich, they don't draw. So therefore what? If it goes to Rabbonon, chelev muhutoch, Rabbonon said you can't use melted chelev fat, even though it's beautiful, it draws very nicely. You can't use that. Mishum chelev she'enu mu'agzei, you're going to come to use chelev which is not melted, and that doesn't draw. A jelly, whatever, doesn't draw. And while kibbe dom she'enimuchu, the Chacham didn't allow kibbe dom she'enimuchu, even though it draws very nicely. Mishum kibbe dom she'enimuchu, because we're worried about the kibbe dogim that doesn't draw. However, the leagues are nami. We should make a gezeira of chelev muhutov, a kibbe dom she'enimuchu, shenosan le toichon shemen that you put an enabler in it. So you have an enabler in something which is already good to begin with, and we should say you can't do that. And that you can't use. So he goofing zayda, but not naked with these zayda zayda. What's the problem using kivei dogim shaloni moicho or regular chayle if it doesn't draw? So Chacham worried you're going to do something to it. So the Chacham said you can't do chayle when it's nimuach. You can't use it because you're going to come to use one step up. We understand that. But now that you did another process over here, you made an enabler in it. That's already two step gzera. We don't make gzera, and therefore, here and you put in something in it, everybody will be its kosher. Mashenkin is the case about something which is not nimshach, and it's only one step. You put some enabler in it, come and worry over you're going to come to use it at the end, and therefore, it's also even with an enabler. Tani Rami Bar Chama Pesila Shmonim Shomim Chacham Ein Madig Mem Shabbos. The Pesilos and the Shmonim the Chacham said he can't use on Shabbos. Ein Madig Mem Migdash. He can't use in the Beis Migdash. Also, why? Because no problem of Shem Yatech, no problem of Tikkunim on in the candles in the Migdash. Shmishu Shenema LaHalos Neh Tomid. Because it says a pasuk LaHalos Neh Tomid. So what do we learn from over there? Who Tony Law? He said the Rav Chama said this. He learned it. Who Amal and he explained it. Kedei shetei shall heves oilem eleho. You need that the shall heves the flame should burn by itself. Although shetei oila didav achen. Not it's going to need enhancements or fixings. It has to burn nice by itself. So therefore, since we have this Mishnah by Menoira, it says over there you need lahalis ne'at tomit. And it should burn by itself. So therefore, he can't use these things which are no good. Aren't going to burn by themselves. Tenan, we learned the Mishnah mi beloy michnese kahanim from the worn out pants of the kahanim umehem neim and from the belts hoyum efkin they would rip it up umehen madlikin they would light in the they would use it for the menorah. They will use it. So they have a problem over here. Because the belt is made out of shatnez. It has tzemer or pishta. Now tzemer is one of the things which you can't use. We learned before, tzemer doesn't burn. The only way you can burn it, you can't use tzemer. You can't use tzemer at all. So that's the case. We just got finished saying that psilus is shmonim, that achom, that you can't use the Shabbos, you can't use the migdash. Here it says the brisa, a mishnah, that they use from the belt. And the belt had wool in it. And wool you can't use. It doesn't work. And with the Gemara, Simcha's Beis HaShev is Shani. Simcha's Beis HaShev is different because over here it doesn't say Lahal is Bo. It's not a Deraisa. And therefore, it's permissible to use for it's for the Menorah where it says Lahal is Bo. But where it doesn't say Lahal is Bo, you can use it in the Mikdash too.
It's Xeric.
Yeah, it makes a difference so far. We learned we can't use. What's your name? Rabbi Kiva is a good cash. We just got finished saying before you got to rap Korach. If you're rapping, Madoshe Madlikim boy, I got Madoshe Madlikim boy. And Shabbos is also because there's a Gzeira of Ben. In the Mikdash, there's no Gzeira of Ben. There's really nothing wrong to use a wraparound. The only problem with Gzeira, Mikdash had that Gzeira. Zok Toistris, because it was three parts of wool, three parts of tzemeh, to one part of linen, and therefore it's mostly linen. It's considered mostly wool. Over there it's not. Over there it doesn't work. But the problem which we have over here, Rashi doesn't address Rashi is quiet on the whole matter. But the problem we have with Toises has a found the Mishnah in Kedushin. Mishnah says, "Big day kahuna shabolu." Is this a meila? You can't use it. So how in the world did they come to use light? They use it for the candles, make some English. Toises machadish big chiddush. Toises says since they used until Rashi Eva, they did it. The only had to have is Tzorach Korban. And since Chumash Sheheva was for Nisach HaMayim, which was a Korban, so it's considered Tzorach Korban.
we have some place that Tosafot found in Mount Sukkah, it was so light, the Simchas Sheva light was so light that the ladies could actually check their beans with it. That's not, you're checking the beans, not so Korban. What head is that? But Tosafot says they're able to. Doesn't mean the action. This is the simon, how light it was. No, no, we're talking about meal. We're talking about.
Yeah, I understand. It's true that meal, the same meal, it's a big light. Whatever.
This
is not.
The mice is
a big torch.
Hey, so listen. That was as far as being able to use it if it's a gezeira of shemayato or not, right? In the basic region, there was no gzeira of shemayato, but it's never a problem. The problem with meal. So the fact that a lady is going to use it for light, she's being moil. We're not questioning now its burning abilities. The burning is fine. No gzeira. But I can't use it. Can I have enough from the light? Simcha Veshay was mutter for the Tzorach Korban. The lady sitting in her house a mile away, it's not Tzorach Korban for her to use it. So what was her hetter to use the light? Not because she's going to do anything with the light. She's not going to have enough from the light.
They want to tell me it's a big light, not a little light. It's a mice that shows you it's a big light. It's not a little light.
That's fine. No problem.
But it's not a little Halas
Nair Tomet
doesn't apply.
There's no Halas Nair Tomet on Simchas Veshayva. But it's not, Rashi is not their ISIS. That's Rashi. It's not their ISIS. So there's no, the whole reason on Besamidish you can't use it, not because it's problematic. The problem is because there's a cost of Halas Nair Tomet. That only applies to the Menorah, nothing else. Zok dige mor, tosh ma kom ya brais, tori rab ba mas. Big de kune shabalu. Won da big de kune ma fkin oi son. They ripped it up, um hen oi oi so sizl migdash. The made sizl migdash. So over here it says, my lab de kalai, they use the kalai. Mor says no, with the belt, loitzen was loitzen, they didn't use the kalai, they use the boots. And the boots burns very nicely. The linen burns very nicely, and then no problem. Omer Rav Huna, psilos shmonim shem chacham ein madlikim bem Shabbos. The psilos shmonim that you can't use on Shabbos, ein madlikim bem mechanikah be Shabbos. You can't use any but ein madlikim bem mechanikah bem Shabbos. The same problem. Any Rav Huna says all psilos shmonim that are no good for Shabbos, they're not good for Chanukah. Sayon Shabbos and Sayon Chol. Why not? What's the problem? Sayon Shabbos, Sayon Chol. Omar Rav, my time. What's the reason for Rav Huna, who says that the laws of Chanukah is the same as Shabbos, and it's also both on Shabbos and Chol? Kosova, he holds Kovso. If the Ner Chanukah goes out, Zokuklo, you have to go and tend to it. You can't say, oh, you're Yotzer. You don't say, Adlok Oyster Mitzvah. No. If it goes out, Kov says Zokiklo. You have to go back and tend to it. And we're worried that what? That it's going to be Poshaya, it's going to be lax, and he's not going to fix it. So therefore, any oil which is no good, which doesn't burn so well, can't be used for Nechanaki, because he's worried he's not going to do what he has to do to do the Mitzvah properly. He's going to be negligent. And also, Rav Huna holds umuter leishtamish loira. There, you're allowed to have benefit from the oil light, from the light of the Chanukah menorah. And we're worried on Shabbos, since you're allowed to have enough of it, he'll come to twist it a little bit so it should draw better into, should be able better wicks. So therefore, Rav Huna said that the shmonim that he can't use on Shabbos cannot be used for Chanukah, both on Chol and both on Shabbos because mutter the shtamash loyla, choil because kofs is zot is when you worry he's not going to lie back. By the way, dikasha. What's the right that mutter the shtamash loyla? Maybe it's also the shtamash loyla. But the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is because kofs is zot is zot and it won't be able to light it again. Who says mutter the shtamash loyla? This is a strong question. So Tosi asked this question. Tosi says it was if he held that it's you can't use it. It's both only out of all he had to say was all he should have said is ein madlik mem b'shach b'chanukah. He didn't have to underline Shabbos and Chol. It's all one halacha. It's all one zera of Shem of kofsa and he won't be able to. He won't. He will not. He won't be able to. Whatever it is.
it's not a new idea here. Why do you have to introduce Shabbos? The answer is the reason why he spoke about Shabbos was because it tells that Shabbos, even without Kavos Zedakah Klal, there's another reason why he can't use it on Shabbos, because Mutl Shtamash Toira, and he wore a Shem Yad. Right? That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Chista says, he makes a split. Madlikim and Mechoyl. In Choyl, you could use this prop, you could use the oil. But on the Leib of Shabbos, Shabbos, you can't use the oil, these oils. Why not? Because Tavi holds Kovsa Ein Zokikla. What was the reason why you can't use it in Bechoyl? Because you want him to go out and he'll forget, and if he forget about it, he won't be, he'll be Peshaya. No problem. Kovsa Ein Zokikla. So Bechoyl never a problem. On Shabbos, you can't use it. Why not? That's what we see from over here. That's 100%. That's what we see from over here. And umuta the shtamish la'ida, and it's muta to use the king, the light, and therefore on Shabbos you're worried about shemayat. So that's when the weekdays never a problem, because kov sein zok kol. There's nothing he can do. Once you lit it, it's fine. But shein kein, on Shabbos you can't use it because it's muta the shtamish la'ida. So the lineup we have over here is, we have one man that will hold, we have a machloikis of kov sein zok kol, kov sein zok kol, and two agree that muta the shtamish la'ida. Omer Abzeir, Omer Amasne, Omer Abzeir, Omer Av. See, this is Shmonim Shom L'Chachom and Meim Adigim V'Shabbos. Madlikim Behem V'Chaneke, Behem V'Chol, Behem V'Shabbos. The Pesid is that you're allowed to use that the Chomes that you can use on Shabbos. When it comes to Chaneke, no problem, Behem V'Chol, Behem V'Shabbos. Omer Abiyami, my time is Rav. What's the reason for Rav that no problem at all? Kosova Kofsa Ein Zakukla. So we have two against one. Two hold Kofsa Ein Zakukla. Therefore, no Pshir. And he holds Ostrich Tamish Lloyd. Can't use the candlelight. Means they can't use the candlelight. What's the problem using on Shabbos? Shemiyata. Can't use it anyway. Right away, Tosfos explains based on our logic before. Why do they have to say you can't use it? Let him just say, Ein Madlikim Ben Shabbos, but Madlikim Ben Chanukah, period. Why do you have to say Ben Bechor Ben Shabbos? No. So Tosfos explains, over here is different. Before we're discussing the negative, you can't use it on Shabbos. He's saying the positive, you could. You could use it. I would never say, Tosfos says, there's no svar by myself to say that's Oslo Shtamash Lo'ir. I wouldn't say that. So therefore, when it says you could use it, I would automatically say it only means the weekday. It doesn't mean Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Yimut and the Shlamish Loire, and you have a problem Shemayat. So he had to say Shabbos also to tell us, no, no, also the Shlamish Loire. Amru Rabbon and Kamed Abaye. Amru Rabbon and Kamed Abaye. Mishmed Rabbi Yemir. He told over to Abaye this aloch of Rabbi Yemir that Kovsa ain't Zaka Klov, also Shlamish Loire. But like Kibla. And Abaye wasn't relying on Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't accept Rabbi Yirmiyah's logic as final. He didn't accept it. Ki osir Rovin, when Rovin came, Amru Rabbon and Kamed Abaye, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He said over before Abaye the same statement in front of Rabbi, in the name of Abaye the Kibla, and he said this. Oma, Abaye said amazing thing. He said, "Izar koi, if I would bin zoicha, gam nita l'shmaita meikora." I would have learned the Shemaitah right away when they told it over from Rabbi Yirmiyah. What's the problem? Well, at the end of the day, he learned it. So I think, man, afkamina the gisa the yankusa. The gisa the yankusa, what you learn earlier in the younger days, it has a more lasting effect. My grandfather, Rabbi the Miller, pointed out the amazing thing. Abaye was an old man already over here. He wasn't a youngster. Rabbi Yirmiyah came to tell him it was a god lador already. What are you talking about? A year? 2 years? Wait, was 60 or 59? The Gemara said that's Gisa the Ankusa too. It's also Gisa the Ankusa. So whatever we can chapa right now, we're better off than if we're going to wait for next year. Because next year, that's right. That's right. On the Shulchan Gemara, we see that Gisa the Ankusa, even an old man is Gisa the Ankusa. Talk to him about faith in more Bryce. The kof saying zaka glove goes out, you don't have to bother with it. But in a minute, we learn the brayz mitzvosa mishetishka chama atshetichla regam lashuk.
the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has to be from when Shkia goes until Tichle Regem Nashuk. Now, what Shkia we're talking about is the Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says, he's talking about, of course, the later Shkia. The later Shkia, that's Rabbeinu Tam, the second Shkia, when it's dark outside. Of course, we know there's another Shkia. My love, what do we have to know that the mitzvah is Mishatishka Chamatzish Tichle Menashuk? My love, the Kofsa, how the Madakla, because that's the mitzvah, instead, it's still the man of the mitzvah. So we see Kofsa is Okikla, talking about Loi. You need to know this man, the Eloi Adlik. If you haven't lit yet, Adlik, you can still light. We're showing him point out, and Taisus does too, that once a person missed this man of his mana, according to this Taisus in the Gemara, once it's Tichle Regem Nashuk, Mo's going to tell us what we know, it's about a half an hour. But once from Shkia until this half an hour, let's assume, according to this Gemara, you missed it. It's too late. You know, most people don't light the Ner Chanukah within that half an hour. What's the pshat? So, don't leave yet. Be'inam in the Shiura. Another reason, another pshat in the Mishnah, is which is not that Eloi Adlik Madlik, but that's the Shia of how much it has to burn. How much oil you have to burn. So the Rishonim say, since the Gemara gives another teretz, so it's sophic. So therefore you light also. An additional reason they give is that this orb is man when they used to light outside. When you light outside, so the Pesumah needs to also the people in the street. But if the Tichle Regem Nashuk, there was nobody watching it anymore. Mashiach in today that the Pesumah is for the Bnei Bayis, then this man doesn't apply. That's what Tosfos says. Another thing more, that's already, we're going with the second sheet already. You have to share the half an hour. Half an hour. It's a half an hour. Same thing. Oh, today you mean outside, too much later. Turn up on it. Oh, actually, when I was shook, bad kama. How long was that? Amarava b'chana, Amarav Yechanon, at the Kali Yerigli the Talmudoy. Until these were people that sold wood. They sold wood, so when everybody would come home from the house right after work, they see that they need they have to stoke the fire. They would go out to the shook and buy wood. So these people would supply the wood for the people that needed it. That was very short. They came home, they saw they needed it, ready, they would go get it. Today we'd say it's till the movie goes gone. Much later today. If that's far applied that you need until that year. Tana Abona Mitzvah Chanukah Ne'isha Beisai. The Mitzvah Chanukah is one ne'er for the house. A Mahadrin, the people that want to be Mahadrin, they do ne'er l'chol echad ve'echad. So if you have 10 people in the house, you do 10 candles. A Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. Sham yoyim yoyim rishin madlik shmoyne. Kam ve'elech, perchaz ve'elech, every day go less. That's what we do. Yom Rishon, Madlik Echos, Makam Veilich Moisiv Vohidah. Just want to clarify over here. You have the Mitzvah Chanukah Ne'isha Beisai is one. Then you have two branches. It's not Mahadrin do one for each one, and then there's Mahadrin underneath that. No, there's Ne'er Chanukah, there's Mahadrin, and then there's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. The reason for that is because once you have the Mahadrin Ne'er Echad Echad, once you're going to light more, it's not Mahadrin Mahadrin anymore because people think you have that many people in the house. It's not a riot anymore. So it's Ne'er Echad, Mahadim, Mahadim, and Mahadim. Talk to Gemara, what's the reason? Time of the Bishamai, Keneged. Talk to Gemara. Treta, Oma, Ula, Pligi, but Treta, Namaroi, Bumarova. Rabbi Yosef Barov, Rabbi Yosef Bazvita, Chad, Oma, Time of the Bishamai, Keneged, Yom HaNechnos. Bishamai goes Keneged the days that keep going down. Now, right now it's 8 days. Nechos, how many days you have left? The Time of the Bishamai, Keneged, Yom HaYoitzin, how many days passed already? Chad, Oma, Time of the Bishamai, Keneged, Pori, Achad. And Sukkah, same thing. You start with 8, 70, and you go down. Time to be sealed. The Milan Bakoidish, very much eating. You got to go up. One, then you increase. Well, oh, my Rabbi. So the Chubring arrived from Milan Bakoidish, and we're eating that the Mahadim and Mahadim, that's also part of the mitzvah. It's not just, not that this nation raises the mitzvah, and then I'm eating another one. No. That's a chelik of the mitzvah, because if you're a chelik of the mitzvah, then you can't, there's no past Milan Bakoidish over there. There was two zekeinim in Tzidon. Echad also gave Shammai. Echad also gave Divrei Beis Hillel. But then there's not the word of Kenegi Pori Achak. And there's not the word of Kenegi Pori Achak. I mean, similar to what the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael had as Machlokes. We know the old problem that Shammai. Another 5 minutes. We have to. Okay. We know that Shammai walking Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. So how in the world would these Chachamim be able to do and light like Shammai? The answer is, when do we say B'mok B'sham, Yisrael say that, and when do we say it's Eina Mishnah,
That's only when it's halacha. Here's not halacha over here. It's a svara. This svara, which is better, parechag. This over here, it's not a problem. You can do what you want. Because Beis Hillel says keneged not min hayotzin, it's not a problem. Tana rabbanan nechanika mitzvah lanicha pesach beisim vachutz. Rashi says mitzvah pesach beisim. Most of the house that used to have used to be a chotzer. The house went to the chotzer, and the chotzer entered to the shusar amen. Rashi says that when it says over here, a pesach beisim vachutz, it means you put it outside your door of the chotzer. Here's my chotzer, and here's shusar amen. You put it by outside my door in the chotzer, which opens the shusar amen. Tosfos says it means that you put it. Here it's talking about where your house opens to the shusar amen. When your house opens to a chotzer, you put it by the pesach chotzer. Machoy gezushoy. If you don't have street space to put it, you put it in the window. That because they made a sakon, they made a gzeira that in the days of their chogis, their holidays, you can only light what they have with the zohar shalahem. So therefore, you couldn't put the candles out there. It's enough to put on the table, and that's the end of it. Even though you're not allowed to light in your house, so what helps putting it on your table? Tosfos says because the chaverim, those are the people, parsim we had before, the ones said before, tachas chovim, loy tachas something else. But it was bad people, so even though they were looking for the cans, but they didn't used to come in the house. They could have came in the house, but they didn't usually come in the house, so therefore you could put it on the house, that negates the sakana. Omar over, tzorach ne'acheres. When you're lighting it in your house, you need a ne'acheres. So, by us, the Gemara says the Shlamish Loida, but the going takes it out. It's Machloek, so what you need the Ne'acheres for? Not just you need the Ne'acheres, just to be a heker, to recognize that this is for the mitzvah, this is not for the mitzvah. And the Gemara says here the Shlamish Loida, so therefore, since it's in your house, you got to live in your house, you're going to use something in your house, you're going to see that you're going to need the light, so if you put extra candles, you won't have a problem. But if you have a different light already, you don't need it. If he's Adam Choshev, Afagav Dikim Medura, he needs Ne'acheres because his Derech Zohar, he doesn't use the light of the big Medura, he uses a special candle, and therefore he needs Ne'acheres. My Chanukah, what's Chanukah? No, Dr. Ashi, on what nest, for what nest did they make the Yontav of Chanukah? The Toner Rabbon on Bechofi Bekislev, the 25th of Kislev, Yomid Chanukah, Tamye. These 8 days inun. These are 8 days that I misspent behind. With the Lord is honest behind. You can't fast and you can't make ass, but you can't fast. The going takes it out. I don't know in Shulchan Aruch it says you can't fast also. So I'm not sure why the going takes it out. Why is that? She yivonim lehechol. And the yivonim came in. Timu kol hashmonim shebeichol. They were matam all the shmonim that was lehechol. Okay, she gavra machas beis chashmonoi. When the chashmonoim they overtook them benotzchum. They found one oil of Shemesh Munuch Machosomish Kohen Gadol that had this Kohen Gadol stamp on it, so they knew, Rashi said, that was an indication that it wasn't touched. It was only enough to light from that pach only one day. A miracle happened, and they lit from it 8 days. Shona Cheres. Kovum v'osum yom toivim. They made alas mele b'hal. You have to say b'hoido. In Shmoyne Es, you have to say ala nisim b'hoido. Tanah v'nun to Mishneh. Tanah v'osum. Getz ha'yotzim mitachas ha'pakish. Patish. If a spark came out from under the hammer from the smith, v'yotzen went out v'hizik. And it hurt somebody. Chayiv is chayiv. Gomel or someone has a camel. Sheton pishton. That's overloaded with pishton. Who oivim shusir abim. And it's walking with his laden camel shusir abim. V'nichlas pishton yitachachanus. And some of the pishton going into the store. The dolke when he caught fire b'nei shalchemini. He hid like a sabida. Ala gomel chayiv. He should have been careful. It's a sign he loaded up too much. If the chemini put his candle outside and it caught difficult, caught fire, chemini chayiv because the Baal Gomel was not negligent. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer b'nei Chanukah. If it's nei Chanukah, potur. The Baal Chemini is potur and burns down the beer. The Baal Chemini is potur and so is the Baal Gomel. And the Baal beer is out of luck. Ravina, so Ravina says, so he's specific from over here. Nei Chanukah mitzvah nicha b'toichas sora. It's a mitzvah to put a toichas sora. These are good items. If you have a minute that you should put a lemaila, the Baal Gomel should say, the Baal Beer should say, no, you should put it higher up from the Gomel and his rider, so it wouldn't have caught fire. When you put it so low, it must be that because Allah is, you have to specifically keep it less than 10 tefachim. The question is,
all you know from this raya is only that you now put it so high. How do you know 10 tefachim will be? Maybe it's 15. Maybe it's 15 tefachim. How do you know that? It's okay, very good. That's one of the shem say as far as seven sukkah or 10 tefachim is still the shem shus of the shus rab shuk. That's same shus. What's the raya? Maybe really you don't have to put a tenth vachem. Really you can make it high, but if you make it put it so high, you'll stop doing the mitzvah. So what's the raya? Might the Shoinim say that you never this blives halacha that the Zoy Samer stands because the old rule in Shas, we're starting off our journey on Shas, but the old rule in Shas that you never doicha matcha a Zoy Samer with some source. These are some source. But if the Amor says Zoy Samer, that's the halacha. אומר אפ קאן דאש אב נוסם אב יומיי משפד טנחום נה שחנק שניח למייל מאסול מאסם עם פסול כסוק מובי it's possible like סוק מובי so we have the old child why is that why is the possible with the shoulder bane cuz so high up so we have the old kasha why did say you might let's put it down okay Tyson says in the Tyson says all the place cuz it's the bottom it says it says the tikkun Tyson says because very you have to say put it out light it take it down it's a whole process it just says possible just to make for brevity.
What is it? What is it?